SatelliteSolar.com today to schedule your no-cost consultation. With zero out-of-pocket along with generous tax incentives and rebates, it's a no-brainer for any home-owning Badger fan. Everlight Solar, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger basketball is on the air. It's time to turn up for tip-off on Wisconsin.
Klesman off the right wing, and the lane goes up left hand. Good off the glass. Stamps off a three right side. Book it. Chucky Hepburn for three. Crowd to the rim. Slam dunk.
Badger basketball is brought to you by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. And by Menards, save big money at Menards, proud partner of Badger basketball. Tip-off is just moments away. The Wisconsin Badger postseason is presented by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Let's go courtside. Here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota, alongside Brian Butch, our engineer Dave McCann, and Mike Henderson back in our network studio. This is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin basketball in the semifinal round of this Big Ten Conference tournament as the Badgers take on the Purdue Boilermakers, the outright regular season champion, and the Boilermakers gunning for a second straight conference tournament championship as well. The Badgers in the semis for the first time in 5 years. They have won this thing three times. They have been in the finals on four other occasions, and they'll try to get back there today, but a very difficult task in front of them, taking on Purdue. Before we get started, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
The Badgers and the Boilers crowd filing in here to the Target Center for this semifinal game. Wisconsin getting to Saturday by virtue of a dominating performance against Maryland on Thursday, 87-56. But after a sluggish start yesterday, Wisconsin was able to crank it up and beat a good Northwestern team 70-61. As for the Boilermakers, they, of course, had the double bye. Very hard-fought game yesterday against Michigan State, but Purdue 5 points better, 67-62. So, Brian, I guess the big question is, will the third time be charm? You want a chance to try to beat the best? Well, they're going to get that chance here again in just a couple of minutes.
Well, as a player, that's all you ask for. You talked about, you know, the opportunities that Wisconsin has had to get to play in Big Ten championship Sundays. I played a lot of myself. Some of those were against the great Ohio State team with Greg Oden and Conley, and those guys were, we had great splits against them. And I think that's the, like, as a player, this is the opportunity you have to see how far you've come, what you've done, how you've learned, the adjustments that you make. And either way, win or lose, you walk away feeling really comfortable about where you're at and what you've done. And I think that's the takeaway I've got so far. Even before this game has started, Wisconsin's playing great basketball, and they've proved it.
They have. And the thing is, in this tournament, Wisconsin's shooting 55% from the three-point line. Now, when the Badgers played Purdue last Sunday, it was a much different story, 5 for 24. But, Brian, we talked about it during the game, and the players and coaches thought they put themselves in position to win the game. They were moving the ball well. They had a lot of really good looks. Shots just weren't falling. Therefore, you're not going to beat Purdue. But for whatever set of reasons, well, maybe the biggest is they've stuck with the plan. They've moved the ball well, and now those shots are falling.
And I think defensively, they were really good against Purdue. There were many times that Zach Edey saw multiple bodies. And the thing that I loved about it is the way that they guarded Braden Smith. He was 4 of 16 in that game. Now, the game in Madison, not so much. Ray Smith came off the ball screen, snaked it, had 15-foot jump shots, was starting to feel very comfortable in what he was doing. So, to me, that's the one thing I'm looking early on. You know you're going to have your hands full with Zach, but what are you going to have with Braden, and how is he with his calf injury? It's a big part of this game.
Okay, there have been injury scares here for both teams in really the last week or so. You go back to Sunday's game where Braden Smith like he tweaked an ankle. Zach Edey, but they both played and ended up playing very well. Braden Smith yesterday looked like he hyperextended his knee, but apparently it was more of a calf issue. It looked bad at first, but he came back in and then played most of the game. Wisconsin did not have Chucky Hepburn yesterday. They said he would be available if needed. Well, he didn't play. And John Blackwell looked like early in the game. But these guys are competitors, and Chucky's back in there today. Blackwell's in there today. Tyler Wall banged knees in the game. He looked like he was really distraught, but they're all up and running here today. They're chasing the trophy here, aren't they?
Well, there's not a better feeling. I've said a lot, but it's one of those things that I've had a chance to play. There's nothing better than getting a championship. I don't care what you're playing, regular season, tournament, to have that opportunity in front of you to go get it. That's what this group has. That's what they want, but that's what they have in front of them as well. Now, what do they do and how do they play today? It's a big part of that, but it's an exciting time as a player.
Yeah, really.
Nothing better than this.
Yeah, as we get closer, now a day away, of course, from Selection Sunday, but still some prizes out there to be awarded to these conference tournaments. Wind down here in these the next 24 hours and change. Second game here today in Minneapolis will be Illinois against Nebraska. The Huskers' story continues. Nebraska was blistering hot last night en route to a 93-66 win against Indiana. Illinois was able to slip past Ohio State 77-74. Yeah, it should be fun. We'll see what the Badgers have in them. The thing about it, and I talked with Greg Gard about it in the pregame, this team, I mean, sure, when you're struggling, you'll get frustrated. But this team has been pretty loose by nature. Seems even more so here, and we say it now, but it was noticeable even before the Thursday game against Maryland. Never hurts. You're always focused, but it never hurts to be a little bit more relaxed and just let it fly, go play, right?
Absolutely. And then you get the boombox out there that you're celebrating and dancing with beforehand
in
the walkway as they're walking out. Hey, I'm all for that.
They have that when they're coming in, too. They get all cranked on and see you carrying that bad boy in here. Yeah, that looks like what you have probably, right?
We had to have the extension cord because we didn't we didn't have the right batter, so we had the extension cord from the bus. We had the generator on the bus, then he plugged that in, and the extension cord followed us to the...
In my day, I had a cassette tape for that just to make it feel better. Just so you know, full disclosure, that tape would get all tangled up and stuff, and it'd get all garbled. It was annoying. Badgers of the traveling Cardinal in the white trim, Purdue in the home white, the gold and black trim. Jeffrey Anderson, Rob Riley, and Brian Dorsey are your officials for this first semifinal game this afternoon. It will be Zach Edey, the Big Ten Player of the Year, the likely National Player of the Year again. He will jump with Stephen Crowell. Stevie has been hot here in Minneapolis. He did not score when the Badgers played at Purdue last Sunday. He was saddled with foul trouble in that game. Always a hold-your-breath thing here with Crowell and Wall in particular. And to stay out of foul trouble against Purdue's big man. Jeffrey Anderson ready to put it in the air. And the toss and tap will belong to Wisconsin. And the Badgers move to our left, and we are underway. Chucky Hepburn dribbling against Braden Smith. Throws it to Tyler Wall. Right of the lane, out to A.J. Storr. High on the right, tossed it back into Wall. Feeds Crowd. Knocked away, got it back, gives to Wall. Baseline right against Zach Edey. Floats it back out to Hepburn with a shot clock at 10. Chucky off the left elbow, retreats. He'll dart it to Wall. He'll try a long three. It's off the rim, no good. The rebound, Lance Jones of Purdue, moving to our right. I meant to say long two. It looked like he may have had a foot on the line. But either case, the ball was off the rim. Braden Smith with a shot fake left wing. Into Edey against Crowell. Mid post left. Little double from Wall. They rotate the Lawyer for three. Right side. Off the rim. No good. Rebound. Edey tipped it to himself. Throws it up and in. And a foul. Well, he just tossed it at the rim. He was taking contact. Went to the floor. And he gets the bucket and one.
And the problem there, Matt, to start is the catch was so low at the block. Even though that there's three Badgers there, they had the kick out to Lohr who misses. Zach was so low anyways that he's able to get a hand on that and get to the free throw line and makes it.
And Edie gets the first 3 points of the game. Opening minute, Shucky Hepburn up the floor for Wisconsin. Around a wall screen, throws to Crowell, top of the circle, sends it to Klesman at the left point. Max to the right elbow, pulls, pops, hits. Klesman, who had 10 points and 7 dimes yesterday against the Badgers on the board. And Hepburn picking up Braden Smith in the backcourt. Chucky trying to bother him, and now Wall coming in as well. They break the mid-stripe. Kaufman Wren throwing it out to Fletcher Lohr. Now it's Braden Smith, their half court, and Hepburn trying to get into him. Ray Kaufman run to the right wing. Lohr inside to Edie. Back out to Lohr. Quick pass. Jones left wing. 7 to shoot. Smith left of the circle. Into Edie in the lane. Double team. Kick out Smith for 3 straight on, straight through. 45% from 3 coming in is Braden Smith. 6-2 the Boilermakers.
That's a really good defense possession all the way around. Just tough guard.
Wall open for 3, right side. That's off the left side iron, no good. Trey Kaufman ran the rebound.
Would have liked Wisconsin working a little bit more than that. Tyler Wall can get that shot anytime.
Here's Braden Smith with the right hand dribble to the free throw line, goes in. Trey Kaufman ran right block against Wall, pivots up right hand, no good. And they'll get
the other
Edie
way.
Over the back of Crowell. Zach Edie picks up the foul, and now Max Klesman, Tyler Wall, Zach Edie looking at all of them. Edie's chirping at Steven Crowell. And, well, yeah, they're going to be, yeah, at some point,
you got to
stop talking because Jeffrey Anderson has no choice here, and we're going to have double texts is what we're going to have. Edie is called for the personal. And Jeffrey Anderson is... Matt Painter wants an explanation, and Jeffrey Anderson with the hand motion like these guys, they wouldn't stop talking. So that means Edie has 2 fouls. Steven Crowell with the tech has 1. Edie the personal plus the tech, and now Edie will sit down. 6-2 Purdue, 2:10 going by. Hepburn around a wall screen. Chucky on the right wing. Feeds Steven Crowell. Mason Gillis in the lineup now for the Boilermakers. Hepburn to the free throw line in the lane. Runs it out the Storr left corner. AJ starts to back against Lance Jones. Backing still is Storr. Low on the left. Pushed it up. No good. Rebound Smith. Taken away by Storr. Knocked loose out of bounds. It'll belong to Wisconsin.
And the intensity in this game's picked up, and that's where, even though Steve gets a foul, that's 2 on Zach Edie. The lane is wide open right now. You've seen Wisconsin attack that paint.
Inbounds pass Wall, throwing to Klesman at the top of the circle. Max turns down the wall screen, stops, knocked away, stolen. Lohr knocked it loose, now knocked loose from Jones. Crowd gathers, and the Badgers get a
shot
reset.
Shot clock's going to be met. Yeah, they've got to take a look at it.
Yeah, they were looking. It looked like, well, Purdue certainly had possession, then lost it. So the shot clock, I think, popped back to 30, now at 27. I think that was the question. You're right, though. They're going to see if that was a true possession for Purdue. And I thought the answer to that
was
yes.
The answer should have been yes, and then Wisconsin had it, went to 29, then Steele happened and went to 30, and they moved it to 28.
There we go. So now we're ready to resume as Tyler Wall throws it to Max Klesman. Left of the circle, slips at the wall. Left of the lane against Kaufman Wren. Kick out Storr, fakes the 3, turns to Chucky. 3 shot, right corner, off the rim, no good. Whistle inside, they're going to get Wall for his second
you
foul.
You knew it was coming because they got Zach Edie with one earlier. They were going to watch it. Matt Painter was having a nice discussion with the officials after the offensive foul by Edie, and it just, you had a feel that it was
for 3 minutes in, Tyler Wall on the bench with a couple of fouls. Likewise, Zach Edie for Purdue. Marcus Silver is in for the Badgers. Smith on the high screen. Kaufman Wren throws him. Kaufman Wren in the lane. Low on the right. Pushed it in with the right hand. 8-2 the Boilermakers. 16:45 left first half. Storr left wing. Dribbles into the lane. Splits 2 defenders. Throws one up way short. Crowell is there to catch and flip it up and in. 8-4 Purdue. Braden Smith sets the table for the Boilermakers. Bounces the Kaufman Wren. Feeds Lance Jones outside left. Throws it to Kaufman Wren. Hands off to Jones. Mid-range jumper right of the circle is good for Jones. His first points. 10-4 the Boilermakers.
defensively, Wisconsin's got to be a little bit tighter right now in that action.
16-15 left in the first half as Hepburn goes in the crowd. Low on the left, goes up and in. It counts and one. Steven Crowell with four early points and a chance to make it five as he'll go to the foul line.
And Matt, a lot of that is Wisconsin's been able to get to the paint. You see Big Steve last game against Purdue, only two shots, 0 points. More active now. It also helps that Zach Edey's on the bench with two fouls.
Crowell averaging 18 points in his first two tournament games. John Blackwell, Kamari McGee in for Wisconsin. Klesman and Storrs sit down. Crowell's free throw is good. So gives Stevie five. It's 10-7 the Boilermakers. We're 3 minutes, 50 seconds into the game. Lance Jones in the backcourt against Hepburn. It's a screen from Gillis. A handoff to Camden Heidi, who's on the floor for the Boilermakers now. Here's Jones. Left foul line extended. Jumper is good. And Purdue, an excellent shooting team, 49% overall, and off to a hot start, 5 out of 7.
And it's coming off of dribble handoffs.
12-5 Purdue, a dribble handoff from Crowell to Hepburn in the lane. Wins it back to Crowell, left block, left shoulder turn, up right hand, back iron no, Heidi the rebound. 15-38 left in the half, 12-7 the Boilermakers. Raiden Smith against Kamari McGee. Smith left-hand dribble. Rips it to Gillis. Right corner three. Is off the rim, no good. Blackwell elevates for the rebound.
You don't see him miss a whole lot. Almost a 50% three-point shooter.
Purdue, the second-best three-point shooting team in the country. Here's Kamari McGee off the left wing. Stops at the foul line. Feeds Crowell top of the circle. One dribble. Flips it to Ilver. Left of the wheel. He'll throw it to Hepburn. Left wing. Darts it into McGee. Low on the left. Pushed it up and in. McGee got loose. And it's 12-9 Purdue.
And Braid Smith with the flop trying to get a call there, and it was a great no call there by Jeffrey Anderson.
And McGee trying to bother Smith a little bit, now backs up as Braden Smith brings it to the front court to Trey Kaufman around. Throws it out to Smith, high on the rights. Kaufman run the screen. Smith will use it. Top of the circle. Stops. Goes into Kaufman run. Backs on Crowell. Boy, popped in. Turns. Goes up and in. Off the glass. Kaufman run with four. And it's 14-9 Purdue. 14-38 left in the half.
And he just threw that thing up off the glass.
Kamari McGee high on the left for Wisconsin. He'll throw to Crowell. Top of the circle. Picked up the dribble. Darts it to Ilver. Open three. Left of the circle. It's off the rim short. Rebound battled for. Gillis gathers for Purdue.
And Marcus is going to have to hit one of those, man.
Yeah, he is. Here's Jones open for three. Left side. It's wide right. No good. Ilver the rebound out to Hepburn. 14-10 left in the half. 14-9 Purdue. Chucky Hepburn up top against Mason Gillis. Takes it left of the lane. Stops at the baseline. Leads it for Crowell. Left wing. A throw to Blackwell at the top against Lance Jones. Blackwell left of the circle, left of the lane, drives to the cup, goes up, blocked inside. Ilver's there, low on the left with a follow. First points for Marcus Ilver, 14-11 Purdue.
And we're really seeing the absence of Zach Edey right now. So Wisconsin continues to attack that paint. They're getting second chance opportunities.
Edey on the bench with two early fouls. 13:40 left in the first half. Raiden Smith out front on the dribble left of the lane. Works the lane line inside. Throws it up. No, but a foul is called. Ryan Dorsey on the call. And this will go against Chucky Hepburn of Wisconsin as we have our first media timeout. The All of Us Research Program in Wisconsin aims to speed up medical research by asking Wisconsinites to share health information. Learn more at allofus.wisc.edu. And our coverage of Wisconsin basketball in the postseason is brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. 13:34 left in the first half. Purdue 14, Wisconsin 11. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Save big money on your next painting project at Menards. Freshen up your home with a grand finish with Pittsburgh Grand Distinction Interior Paint. You'll save time on your projects because it's a premium paint and primer in one with high hiding coverage and long-lasting color. Pittsburgh Grand Distinction comes in over 700 one-coat colors. Explore all the color options in store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center, and Highway 61 Boscoville.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win as all landowners receive green for their logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413. Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
This game is brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in solutions for clean, reliable energy. Now and in the future, 13:34 left of the first half. Purdue 14, Wisconsin 11. The Boilermakers 6-10 to start the game from the field. Zach Eadie on the bench with a couple of fouls, a personal and a technical. Tyler Wall on the bench with two personal fouls. Marcus Silver remains in the game for Wisconsin, joined by Nolan Winter, Storr, Blackwell, and Kamari McGee. Chucky Hepburn gets a break, picked up his first foul going into the media timeout.
Purdue scored a lot of their buckets coming off of the dribble handoff action. Zach Eadie's been out for a majority of this game because of early foul troubles. Only playing 2 minutes, but Purdue's continuing to score the ball at a high level. It's been off that dribble handoff. So if you're Wisconsin, you've got to show a little bit more and make them reverse that ball, then have a better closeout. But right now, they're not showing on that dribble handoff, which is resulting in them being able to turn that corner and end up with a 15 to 17 foot jump shot.
Trey Kaufman ran at the foul line, missed the first, hits the second. He's a 54% free throw shooter. So he splits the free throws, 15 to 11, Purdue, as Kamari McGee brings it to the front court for Wisconsin. Miles Colvin is in there checking McGee. Ilver against Kaufman Wren on the right side of Kaufman Wren, reaching in, is called for the foul. That'll be his first. And now Caleb First will check in for the Boilermakers as Kaufman Wren will sit down.
Do you think Zach Eadie comes back into this game?
Well, I was going to say, Painter will do it, certainly. I mean, it's kind of middle of the pack in Division I teams, playing guys with two fouls in the first half. Here's A.J. Storr, left-hand dribble, feeds Silver left of the circle. Let's send to McGee off the left wing. Stops at the elbow. Now Nolan Winter to the line. Kicks to McGee, left point. Kamari to the top of the arc. Two to shoot, one to shoot. Storr will for three. Splashed it as the shot clock was about to strike zero.
Big-time shot there by A.J.'s. Feet is set and shot ready. Those are threes that are a little bit deeper, but shot clock's run down. You don't mind those.
15-14 Purdue. Here's Lance Jones throwing to Gillis. Fakes the three. Good closeout by McGee. And now First on the catch gets fouled by Nolan Winter at the free throw line. And that'll be the first on him.
And the reason I asked about Eadie is because, like you said, Matt's about middle of the pack.
Yep.
Only playing 2 minutes. You just feel like Zach's probably going to get a chance to get some sort of run here in this first half still.
Camden Heidi, baseline left, inbounds to Gillis. Gillis, who feeds First off the curl. Jones, left elbow jumper, way short, caught inside Klesman, and a foul. They're going to get Max, it looks like, for the
foul.
Yeah,
they are, and it's the right call. It's the right call because it's an air ball by Lance Jones, and because it's an air ball, Max is a little bit out of position, because normally you are out of position in those situations.
His team foul number 6 already against Wisconsin. Purdue with 4, 12:36 left in the half. 15-14 the Boilermakers. Colvin inbounds pass, stolen away by Klesman in the left corner. It was intended for Heidi, and Max just ripped it away. Klesman right side to the front court. Stops on the wing. Needs some help. He'll pivot. Shovels it to Winter right of the lane. He's with Caleb First. Single coverage. Winter to the right elbow. Gets it back out to Klesman. Shot clock is at 10. McGee for three. Right corner. It's off the rim. No good. And a rebound to Mason Gillis of Purdue.
Like one more reversal there from Wisconsin.
Braden Smith around a Gillis screen to the front court. Scoops it to Gillis. Puts it on the deck right lane line. Now in the paint. Fades and flips over Ilver. Back iron. Front iron and out. No good. Rebound Heidi and a scramble for it. McGee is there. Heidi goes crashing into the Wisconsin bench. And Heidi got saved there by Badgers assistant Sharif Chambliss. He just caught the Boilermaker. Everybody is okay as we hit the under 12 media timeouts. And they call a foul, by the way, on Kamari McGee. That is his first. Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. And Badger fans, today's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics. Brew Pub, Lots of Matzo Pizza, Old Dutch Chips, and Pepsi. 11:56 left of the first half. Purdue 15, Wisconsin 14. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. All so you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Citgo top-tier tri-clean gasoline helps your engine run smoother and cleaner along the way. When you start with Citgo, you're good to go. And by Cleary Building Corp. Re-protect what you value. Visit clearybuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. 11:56 left in the first half. Purdue 15, Wisconsin 14.
I think earlier when you talk about the start for Wisconsin, everything that they've wanted, they've got four assists on six made field goals, only one of six from three. That was a deep ball by A.J. Storr. Purdue's only one of four. They've closed out to shooters. All this with Zach Edey on the bench, only playing 2 minutes because of one personal foul and one technical foul. You're sitting right where you want to sit if you're Wisconsin.
Edey still on the bench. It's first Heidi Gillis, Miles Colvin, and Braden Smith. The Badgers have Crow, Ilver, Klesmet, Storr, and Chucky Hepburn. Camden Heidi back to the free throw line for the Boilermakers. 7 of 9 this season for the redshirt freshman. Minnesota guy. And the front end of the 1-1 is in and out, no good, but Mason Gillis gets the rebound.
I just was going to say it. Recently here, Purdue's got three offense rebounds. Now it is three, and they've scored on those.
And like inside feed to Heidi, and he lays it up and in. 17-14 Purdue. Chucky Hepburn up the floor for Wisconsin, throwing to A.J. Storr, dribbles left of the wheel. Now Hepburn goes into Crow, left of the lane. He's double-teamed, retreats, whips it to Ilver, rotates right side to Max for three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound tapped from Crow. It's loose. Ilver to the floor, digs it out of there. Gets it to Storr. A.J. down the lane, up over first. Back iron, no good. Heidi the rebound. 11-17 left of the half, 7-14 Purdue. Braden Smith gets a screen from first. Left elbow jumper is good. Off the ball screen, then off the bounce. Braden Smith now with 5 points. 19-14, the Boilermakers. Chucky Hepburn throwing to Stephen Crow. Flips to Klesmet. Max top of the circle. Now to Crow, left wing. Crow throwing to Klesmet between the arcs. Feeds Storr high on the right. A.J. off the wing. Jump stops low on the right. Shot spiked out of bounds. It'll belong to Wisconsin.
on AJ's first step is so good to get in there. We've said it a lot this year. But know that your help side and their help side is going to be there. Playoff two. Get them to collapse. Boom. Swing it out for one more open look.
Hepburn, baseline, left wing inbound. 12 on the shot clock. Chucky throws it out to Carter Gilmore, who's on the floor now for Wisconsin. Remember Tyler Wall on the bench with two fouls. Gilmore in for Ilver. Here's Crowd top of the arc with Mason Gillis defending. Three to shoot. Two to shoot. Chucky will for three. Up top. Book it. Chucky Hepburn. Boy, the Badgers have hit two threes with the shot clock about to expire. 19-17. The Boilermakers. 10:25 left in the half.
What a shot by Chucky.
Fletcher Lawyer outside left against Max Klesman. A bounce for first. Flips it to Colvin high on the right. He's with A.J. Store. It's Gillis off the screen to the free throw line. Jumper away and good. Mason Gillis with his first points. 21-17 Purdue.
This is great. This is a great basketball game.
Yeah, it really is. 10:04 left in the first half. Hepburn. Right of the lane, out to Carter Gilmore, feeds Klesman, left point, now to Store, left corner three in the air, splashed it. A.J. Store, his second long ball, 21-20 Purdue, 9:50 left in the half.
And I don't know why Purdue was helping off strong side on that. I'll take it, though.
No doubt. Braden Smith gets a screen from Caleb First to the left wing, stops, needs help, looking through and away, near half court, gathered by Colvin, and a reset for Smith with a shot clock at 10. Smith against Hepburn, off the first screen, Smith for three straight away, back rim no good, Crow the rebound for Wisconsin. 9:22 left in the half, 21-20 Purdue. Lesmond right sideline for the Badgers. Shovels it into Hepburn, right of the lane. Chucky now doubled, skipped it to Store. Off the left wing, A.J. leaves it for Gilmore, knocked away. Turnover, Wisconsin. Here comes Lawyer. A bounce for Braden Smith. He bobbles, gathers, throws out to Fletcher Lawyer. Now it's Gillis left wing. Into Caleb First, turns baseline. Underneath the hoop, kicks it to Colvin. Three shot right side, skims the rim, no good. Store clears for Wisconsin.
Good defensive possession there. Multiple closeouts Wisconsin needed to do, and they did just that.
Purdue up one. 8:47 left in the half. Klesman slips at the crowd. Low on the left. Takes it right. Reverse layup is good. And the Badgers take the lead 22-21. 8:35 left in the first half. Braden Smith will walk it through the midcourt center circle. Throwing to Caleb First at the top of the arc. A handoff to Lawyer. Angles right wing. Whipped it back to Gillis high on the right. Throws to Smith outside left. Quick pass Colvin. Steps up. Mid-range jumper. Back rim no. Hepburn the rebound for Wisconsin. Here comes Chucky up the right side of the front court. Hepburn darts at the Store. Left corner. Measures it. Three in the air. Got it. A.J. Store with his third three. 25-21 Wisconsin with 8 minutes left in the first half.
That's exactly what Wisconsin needed. 4 of 10 from three. Now Purdue scrambling on the defensive side.
Braden Smith wants a screen from First. Gets it. Moving left of the circle. Snaps off a three. Short. Rebound. Loose. Hepburn trying to pry it free. Comes up with a left corner. Throws it up in the air. Pulled down by Klesman. Fouled by Caleb Hurst. Caleb First of Purdue as we're at the under eight. Media timeout. Badgers fans fired up here in Minneapolis. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Rail Transport, offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. Our coverage of Wisconsin basketball in the postseason is brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. 7:43 left in the first half. Wisconsin 25, Purdue 21. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Oak Orchard Farm has a rich history. It was started in the early 1900s by Albert Lewis. The farm sits among the ridges and coulees almost directly east of Richland Center. The soils are fertile and the topography allows cold air to drain from the ridges where trees are planted. Oak Orchard Farm looks forward to serving you with the best quality apples, grapes, cranberries, jellies, jams, bakery goodies, and gifts again this coming fall. See you in the fall at Oak Orchard Farm.
Oak Orchard Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oak Orchard Farms, that's the one for family.
Are you considering a residential or agricultural building? Then you'll want to contact Burnham Lumber of Rui today. Since 1954, Burnham Lumber uses only the finest materials to ensure years of durability. Their salesmen will work with you to create a custom-designed building to meet your exact specifications. Burnham's offers experienced crews with quality workmanship or material packages to build it yourself. Contact Burnham Lumber today for all your building needs and ask about building material packages.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
March Madness is right around the corner, and Town & Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center has your new crystal clear LG OLED television for you. During this promotional period, receive a $150 rebate with your purchase and installation. Sizes up to 77 inches on display now. Hurry, this offer is good until March 23rd. Visit Town & Country TV and Appliance at 2490 Highway 14 next to Goodwill or online at townandcountryrc.com.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Well, Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants you and a friend to experience a Badger football and basketball game like VIPs. Enter the Badger Dream Game Day sweepstakes at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. Wisconsin 25, Purdue 21, 7:43 left in the first half.
Matt, we talked about keys, fast break points, three-point line ball movement. Right now, Purdue 1-7 from three, zero fast break points, and 8 assists for Wisconsin on 10 made shots. Everything we talked about earlier on, Wisconsin's doing just that. They're 4 of 10 from 3 themselves, but holding the second best team in the nation to 1 of 7 from 3 right now. And defensively, they're moving. There's multiple closeouts that Purdue's forcing. Now, I will say, the last 5 possessions for Purdue have been horrible.
Yes.
Bad shot selection, but that's what happens when team starts making some shots, getting some energy in this building. There's a lot of Wisconsin fans here. It's a great start for Wisconsin. Now, can you continue it? Because the player of the year is back in the game. We talked about it. It was Matt Painter going to put him back in. I thought he would because he's kind of middle of the pack with that. I also think it's situational, man.
Yes.
Down by 4. Feel the momentum going to Wisconsin. What do? Well, put your All-American and player of the year in the game.
We'll see if the Badgers can challenge him and get that third foul. Carter Gilmore with the basketball right now. Bounces to A.J. Storr. Goes inside. Edie cut him off. A throw to McGee. Open three. Right side. Off the rim. No good. Rebound Fletcher Lawyer of Purdue. 7:25 left in the half. Badgers up 4. Brayton Smith at the midcourt logo against Kamari McGee. Shuffles left. Throws it to Jones left wing. Into Edie against Winter. Mid post left. Edie backing. Kicks it to Brayton Smith off the right wing. Push it up right and good. Brayton Smith with 7.
It's amazing having Zach Kitty, how different this team is with Purdue. They got the post and then it created closeouts and a drive.
25-23 Wisconsin, under 7 minutes left in the first half. Max Lesman off the Gilmore screen. Now Winter with a pitch for McGee at the top. He'll leave it for Gilmore. Throwing to Klesman high on the right. Open for 3 up top. He hit it. Max Klesman from deep. 28-23 Wisconsin, 6:40 left in the half.
Wisconsin now has made as many threes as they did last week Sunday with 5 of them here in the first with 6:32 left.
In 12 attempts so far today, Fletcher Lawyer left wing trying to get around Klesman, but Max got in on him too much, and that's foul number 2 on Max Klesman. So John Blackwell will be checking in for Wisconsin. That's team foul number 8. So you got Klesman with 2, Wall on the bench with 2.
And even though you say that, Matt, it's team foul 8, yes. But I think it's like some of those are because offensive rebounds you gave up and you're out of position. It wasn't one where you're trying to foul or be aggressive with Zach Edey. You haven't seen those. Zach's only played 3 minutes. So
yes,
that's where you got to be a little bit more tighter and disciplined on that defensive end. But you're playing off of emotions. And that's sometimes that's what happens.
Fletcher Lawyer hits the first free throw. 84% free throw shooter. And he's good with both. 28-25, Wisconsin 6:25 left in the half. The Boilermakers, by the way, have 5 team fouls. McGee, Storr, Gilmore, Winter, and Blackwell, the five on the floor for the Badgers. Carter Gilmore, left wing. He'll throw to Winter, top of the circle. Rotates it high on the right. Kamari McGee off the Winter screen. A flip for Gilmore for three, left of the circle, off the rim short. Edie the rebound for the Boilermakers. Outlet, Braden Smith, lead feed, Fletcher Lawyer, off the right wing. Got cut off by Blackwell. Lawyer retreats. He's it for Edie. Hands off to Braden Smith. Left side, Lance Jones. He got Storr up. Left of lane jumper is short. Rebound, Gilmore of Wisconsin. Outlet to Kamari McGee, 5:50 left in the half, 3-point lead for the Badgers. Carter Gilmore at the top, a handoff to A.J. Storr. Left-hand dribble to the right elbow, fading, flipping, hitting. A.J. Storr with his first bucket inside the 3-point line. He has 11 points in the half, Badgers up 5.
Go get you some, A.J. Storr. Go get some, Ben.
He is having himself a tournament here so far. Braden Smith stops in the lane, goes into Edie. Low pass, Gilmore reaching in there to dig it out, and they get the held ball. Arrow Purdue, good hustle from Carter Gilmore. 5:21 left in the half, 30-25 Wisconsin. Ilver in for Gilmore. Hepburn will check in, replacing A.J. Storr.
And that's exactly the way that Wisconsin should guard it. If there is a low bounce pass, that ball has to be yours. If you throw it up, 7-4, a lot harder to get. Bad bounce pass, Wisconsin was right on it.
Butcher Lawyer, baseline left, inbounds to Edie at the left block, hands off Smith, left foul line extended, jumper around it out, no good, Edie the tip, no, got his own rebound inside, and a foul is called. Nolan Winter to the floor. A foul coming up here against Wisconsin, and it will be assessed to Nolan Winter. 5:15 left in the half, 30-25, Wisconsin. That's the second foul on Winter, and Zach Edie at the foul line for two shots. Or, it's, beg your pardon, the one and one, and now it'll be two as he hit the front end. Edie, on average, attempts 11 free throws a game. He's 2 for 2 so far today. 30-26, Wisconsin.
And I get where Wisconsin's a little bit frustrated on that because there's a lot of pushing and shoving both ways. Got to close. Oh, okay.
Second free throw short. They're going to get Kaufman Wren over the back trying to get the rebound. That's his second foul. And the team's sixth.
All right, you'll take it. You'll take it.
4-point lead, Wisconsin. 5:10 left in the first half. Kamari McGee high on the right. Throwing to Ilver between the circles. A handoff to John Blackwell. Throws to Winter. Rotates Hepburn right side. Off the screen from Winter at the right elbow. Feeds over for three. Left of the circle. Off the rim, no good. And a rebound of Fletcher Lawyer. Lawyer up the left side for the Boilermakers. Goes inside. Kaufman Wren. He got fouled by Ilver. And that will be his first.
And those are the fouls you can't have, man. But, like, that's the thing. But last Sunday, I was frustrated with the officiating.
Yep.
I'm not right now. I think it's been pretty, like, it's the fouls good that Wisconsin have had, even though that number is at 9 right now. 10 now, yeah. Excuse me. 10 now. Like, a lot of them have been legit fouls where you've been late. Or you've, like, this is a situation where, you know, Marcus doesn't get down the floor quick enough. He gets buried. He's fighting it, and it's a foul.
Kaufman Wren hits the first free throw. The second is on the way, and it's good. So just a 54% free throw shooter, but he's 3 out of 4 in the first half. Gillis will come in for him. 4:51 left of the break, 30-28 Wisconsin.
And the reason you're frustrated is because you're giving Purdue points.
You are. Ethan Morton in the lineup for the Boilermakers. Very good defensive player. He's checking Hepburn right now. Outside right. Curls around an Ilver screen. Hepburn
lane.
He got it too tight as Ethan Morton.
He hooked him.
Yep. Ethan Morton the foul. And now A.J. Storr will come back in for Wisconsin, replacing Marcus Ilver. That is team foul number 7 on the Boilers. So Hepburn will be at the line for a 1-1. Badgers up 2, 4:40 left in the first half. Chucky with 3 points here so far. 72% at the foul line. And the front end, too long, no good. And the rebound fought for, gathered by Braden Smith. It was cross-court to Mason Gillis. It's stopped by McGee. A throw to Lawyer. Feeds Morton. Wraps it high on the left. Braden Smith. And a whistle. Foul called. As we'll get McGee running over Fletcher Lawyer on the weak side. And that's going to be the second foul on Kamari McGee.
And Wisconsin's playing great, Matt. They are. There's one area, and it's stuff like that right now. It's the unnecessary fouls.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it's tough because you want to be aggressive.
Yes.
Like, Wisconsin came out. They set the tone. They were aggressive. They got Zach on the bench. But now what's happened is you've got to pull it back just a little bit because you've already got 11 personal fouls. And this is the biggest thing. You're giving Purdue points. Defensively, when you haven't done this, you've been really good on the defensive end.
Lawyer hits both free throws. First comes in for Zach Edey. Gilmore is in, or McGee will come out. You got Gilmore, Hepburn, Blackwell, Storr, and Crowell. That's the five of the floor for Wisconsin. Lawyer sitting down for the Boilermakers. We're tied at 30.
And Matt Painter rolled the dice with Zach Edey. Now Zach Edey's out. Hasn't picked that up. And with 4:30 left, bought some time.
Here's Chucky Hepburn, right foul line extended. Throws to Crowell up top. A handoff to Storr. A.J. against Ethan Morton. Whips it to Gilmore. Rotates high to the right for John Blackwell with a shot fake. Leaves it for Crowell. Shot clock at 10. A handoff to Chucky to the free throw line. Wiggles left lane line. Tripped up. Lost his balance and gets a timeout with 5 on the shot clock. Didn't have a whole lot of choice there, as the Badgers will take the 30 with this will end up being a full timeout. So we will step away. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine. The healthcare team for the Badgers are proud sponsors of UW Athletics. 4:06 left in the first half. Wisconsin 30, Purdue 30. Back in a moment. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
This basketball season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any turnovers when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
Listen to coverage of the NCAA championships on the Varsity Network app, powered by Learfield. Fans can hear Westwood One's exclusive national coverage, along with most school broadcasts, through a multicast option. It's only on the Varsity Network app, available for free in your app store. 4:06 left in the first half. 5 on the shot clock for Wisconsin. The Badgers and Boilermakers are tied at 30.
And overall, we talk about it still, but that three-point line for Purdue, only 1 of 7. Wisconsin, 5 of 14. Fast break points, 2 for Purdue. They've done a great job.
Yeah.
And defensively, I think this is some of the best defense we've seen from this Wisconsin team. However, already 12 free throw attempts for Purdue, and it's not 12 that I'm upset about, Matt. That's the difference. A week ago, I threw my pen down more times than I wanted to because I was frustrated about it. Because I just didn't think it would, the flow of it. That's not the case. Now, I know a lot of people are saying it's you know, the officials are blowing the whistle a lot. You need to control a game like this.
Oh, yeah.
I think you need to be cleaner. I think you need to, you know, defensively, I think there needs to be a little bit more. Is the whistle touchy? Maybe. But then you got to adjust as a player, too.
You do. Right?
Play with your chest. Show your hands. All those little things, it's going the other way on Purdue just as much. You know, you get that last play where Morton came in, trying to get over the ball screen, grabbed the guy with his hands. They blew the whistle for that, too.
Well, they did, yeah.
So know that it's going both ways, that. play through your chest. It's something I probably spent burning my head more than it needs to be with Coach Ryan and Greg, but it's just somehow, like, you do it, you're not going to get a foul call.
Turkey Hepburn, baseline left, will inbound. Looking, throws to Gilmore, hands it back to Hepburn. Shot clock at three, at two. Store a shot fake, fires a three, and it's short, no good. Trying to follow the miss, but unable to get there. He took it away. Yeah, he did. Low on the right. Up, no, but a foul. Oh, what an effort by A.J. Store to get himself that second chance. They get Braden Smith, I believe, and they do, and that'll be the first on Smith. And Store goes to the foul line with 3:56 left in the half. Looks like Zach Edey may be checking back in momentarily.
Man, I thought the same thing, and why? Because it was the tone that was set there by A.J., and that little play, let's see if Wisconsin can go at Zach when he's there, maybe pick up that third.
Edey in for first. Ethan Morton checks out. It's Lawyer and Smith, along with Gillis, Heidi, and Edey. Store missing the first foul shot. 82% free throw shooter. 3:56 left in the half, tied at 30. Second free throw is good. So the Badgers get the lead back, 31-30. Braden Smith against Hepburn in the backcourt. Gillis ready to set a screen. And Smith gets it through the center circle. Chucky's still getting into him. Smith around an Edey screen. Up top, Gillis for three straight away. It's off the rim, no good. Rebound Store for Wisconsin. And now Chucky Hepburn glides it up the right sideline. Stops on the right wing, keeps the dribble alive, whips it to Gilmore, hands off the Store, high on the left. A.J. to the foul line, darts it to Gilmore, baseline left. Quarter, dribbles into the lane against Edey, takes it out to the right wing. Gilmore inside the arc, skips it to Blackwell, shot fake from three, baseline left, move it in, whistle, offensive foul. Easy call, got the arm up on Fletcher Lawyer, and that's the first foul on John Blackwell. Player control, non-shooting. 3:17 left in the half, 31-30 Wisconsin, as Lance Jones will check back in for Camden Heidi.
And now if you're Wisconsin, you're up by one with 3:17 left. And we say it a lot in this game, but this 3:40 is huge in this game.
Braden Smith to the front court. Chucky Hepburn campaigning for a foul. Did not get it. Gillis left wing and Edey against Crow. Whistle, and they're going to get Crow, it looks like. Zach Edey leaning into Stevie, but Crowell assessed with his second foul, and Zach Edey goes back to the free throw line. And now Nolan Winter ready to check back in for Wisconsin. So Crowell with two, along with McGee, Wall, Klesmet, and Winter. First free throw for Edey. Off the rim, no good. He was 9 of 14 at the foul line yesterday. Ethan Morton is in for Lawyer. Winter subs in for Crow. Overall, Edey better than 71% at the free throw line, but it can roller coaster for him at times. Second free throw on the way, and that's no good. Rebound A.J. Store. 31-30 Wisconsin, 3 minutes left in the half. Hepburn turns down the Winter screen, left wing. Throws it out to Nolan. Takes it to the right side. A give to A.J. Store. Flips to Gilmore, high on the left. Now it's Hepburn. Circles, baseline left. 12-footer in the air. Yes! Chucky Hepburn with the deuce, and it's 33-30 Wisconsin.
And I love to see that from Chucky Hepburn because he's being aggressive.
Here's Braden Smith looking to be aggressive. Left lane line, throws it out to Gillis. Hooks it into Edey, and a whistle. Gilmore and Winter were there. And a foul coming up here against, it's going to be Nolan Winter, I believe. And that's his third, and Zach Edey back to the foul line with 2:31 left in the half. Badgers up three. And now Chris Hodges will have to come in as Winter is the first Badger, or the first player, period, with three fouls. Zach Edey, 4 points, limited minutes here in the first half, and the first free throw is good. So Hodges will come in for Winter. Chris, the sophomore out of Schaumburg, Illinois, appearing in his 11th game. Greg Gard had to turn to him last Sunday because of foul trouble. Second free throw for Edey is good.
I think that's a great substitution by Matt Painter. I was wondering when it's going to happen. It feels like the game's tightened up even a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Whistle's a little bit quicker here.
Yep.
So by Matt Painter getting Zach Edey out, It's a really, really good piece of coaching.
There he comes out. Trey Kaufman Wren is in. 33-32 Wisconsin, 2:25 left in the half. Hepburn left wing, throws to Gilmore at the top. He'll leave it for A.J. Stork, top of the wheel. Sends it to Hepburn between the arcs. 15 to shoot, plenty of time. Chucky left foul line extended, working on Gillis in the lane. One pump goes up, and it's loose. Hodges has it, 7 to shoot. Right wing, a handoff to Story in traffic, baseline right. Oh my, flips to the rim, layup is good. He glides to the rim and flips it in with a right hand. 35-32 Wisconsin.
He did glide too.
Ooh. 1:50 left in the half. Braden Smith off the Kaufman Wren screen. Almost went up and down. Just the pass away to Gillis. Guns it inside Kaufman Wren. Tried to kick it out to Morton. It buzzed out of bounds. Turnover Purdue with 1:43 left in the half.
Hey, Wisconsin defense has been really good, Matt. Holding Purdue to 32 here, but they've been so active.
1:40 left in the half, 35-32 Wisconsin. Hepburn throws to Hodges out high. He'll give it to A.J. Storr, flips to Gilmore. And a feed for John Blackwell. Sends it to Hodges, hand off Hepburn. Chucky, right elbow. Get it inside, Gilmore kick, left corner, Blackwell for three. In and out, no good. Braden Smith the rebound with a minute 18 left in the half. 35-32 Wisconsin, and a timeout taken by Matt Painter. Taking the user to lose it. You know, the old halfway down and popped out on that three try. 1:15 left in the half. Wisconsin 35, Purdue 32. We'll keep it here.
How about the contribution from everyone that's been put in, whether it's Carter Gilmore? You can go down the list as far as what this team has done. Chris Hodges, they've all done great things. Like, that was a great drive by Chucky. Then he gets the ball to Carter. Carter with one more kick to John, and it's a three. That's a really, really good look. That, you know, if this goes down, Wisconsin's sitting there with the 6-point lead. Now it's only three. You finish this out with 1:15 left, going in the half, feeling really good, but limit a turnover, get a stop, don't turn it over, get a shot, see if you can pull it with one more stop and get into half, and you're feeling really good about the first half of basketball that you played here in the Big Ten semis.
5 of the 4 for Wisconsin. Hodges, Gilmore, Storr, Blackwell, and Hepburn. And Zach Edey comes back in for Purdue. He's out there with Lawyer, Gillis, Smith, and Lance Jones. Edey with the two fouls. 25 of the shot clock. Fletcher Lawyer will inbound sideline right. Gets it into Braden Smith near the mid-stripe. Hepburn digging in defensively. A minute 10 left in the half. 3-point lead, Wisconsin. Fletcher Lawyer high on the left. Throws to Edey at the top against Hodges. Edey hands off to Lawyer and a whistle.
It's going to be on John.
And it's going to be number 2 on John Blackwell. So a couple of more free throws coming up for the Boilermakers.
And now watch Purdue sub Zach Edey out, because it was put him in, call the timeout, go for offense. Now Zach Edey gets subbed out, or will be subbed out here. That's the problem with the free throw line as well. Now you don't have a chance of Zach maybe picking up that third.
Fletcher Lawyer shoots 2. He's good with the first. He is now 5 for 5 at the free throw line. First in for Edey. Lawyer hit a big 3 in the game yesterday against Michigan State. He's been knocking him down at a very high rate so far this month from the three-point line, and 45% or 44% for the season. He hits both free throws here. 1 minute left in the half, 35-34 Wisconsin. Chucky Hepburn off the Hodges screen, right wing. Goes to Gilmore at the top. Sends it to Blackwell. A pass for Hodges, high on the right. Gives it to Hepburn. Chucky, right wing. Stops right elbow. He got tied up by Braden Smith. Foul is called. That's the 9th foul on the Boilermakers and the 2nd on Braden Smith. So Hepburn gets a 1-1 with 48.3 left in the half.
We've had 24 fouls called in this first half.
And I think we're going to have at least that many in the second. What do you think? Trey Kaufman Wren will come back in for the Boilermakers for Caleb First.
They'll get their commercials in, that's for sure.
Uh-huh. All kinds of promo time. Oh, yeah.
CBS will make some money on this one.
Yeah. Hepburn 0 for 1 at the line. Missed a front end. It's the business of sports.
The business of sports. They'll be just good.
Front end for Hepburn is good. He earns the bonus. 36-34 Wisconsin.
The producer in the truck won't be sweating it, that's for sure.
No. Inside ball there. Yeah, yes. The producer's worst nightmare.
Yep.
Second free throw for Hepburn. Off the rim and out, no good. Rebound to Lawyer. 36-34 Wisconsin. 44 seconds left in the half. Braden Smith gets instructions from the Purdue bench. 35 to play in the first half. A bounce for Gillis between the arcs. Floats it to Kaufman Wren. He'll leave it for Braden Smith. Left foul line extended. Shovels it in. Kaufman Wren. Left shoulder turn. Low on the right. Goes up and in. And this game is tied at 36. Shot clock is dark. 22 seconds left in the half. Great. Kaufman Wren with 9 first half points. He averages 6 a game. Hepburn on the dribble. 15 seconds left in the half. Chucky left of the center circle. A little 1-4 flat now. 10 seconds left in the half. Now Hodges comes up to set a high ball screen. Hepburn left of the lane with 5 seconds. Throws it out to Gilmore up top with 3, with 2. Store hanging, shooting a 3. It's off the left side iron. No good. And the first half has come to an end. And we have ourselves a tight one in this first semifinal game of the day in Minneapolis. At U.S. Bank, we know when you invest in the community invests in you. We are committed to providing high-quality, innovative products and services that meet the needs and demands of our customers. U.S. Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC, and Wisconsin basketball's postseason coverage is brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. At the half, Wisconsin 36, Purdue 36. We're back with a halftime report presented by Culver's. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.